Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, click on the link in this episode's description. Today, with a general election around 2 years away, what's Keir Starmer's new message to voters? Keir Starmer has been the leader of the Labour Party since April 2020, and in that time, he's made it his priority to change it. Under the previous leader, Jeremy Corbyn, Labour was further to the left on the political spectrum, a stance that ultimately proved unpopular with voters.
We are looking at a Conservative majority of 86, if the votes actually tally up with this prediction, and that will be the biggest Conservative majority since Margaret Thatcher's third victory back in 1987. Let's look at that Labour figure of 191 for Jeremy Corbyn. That would be the worst Labour result in modern times.
So Keir Starmer has focused on moving the party away from Corbyn's left-wing style of politics towards the political centre. In the last 2.5 years, he's made clear his determination to stamp out anti-Semitism in Labour. And he suspended Corbyn as a Labour Party member and MP over the issue.
Jeremy Corbyn's reluctance to apologise has cost him dear, suspension from the party he once led.
And he has distanced himself from Labour's plans for the economy under Jeremy Corbyn.
Do you ever renationalise, Sir Keir?
Well, look, I'm not in favour of nationalisation. I mean, there's different ways of doing business, but the top-down version of nationalisation I don't think really works, and I'm not in favour of that.
But now, Keir Starmer needs to appeal to the wider electorate. There's often been a feeling among voters that they don't know exactly what Labour stands for and what they would do in government. The next general election is thought to be around 2 years away, but it could come sooner. So what's Starmer's message to the people he needs to attract? Well, Keir Starmer opposed the last Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, by positioning himself as his polar opposite when it came to personal and professional conduct. He was someone who would obey the rules and not bend or break them, as Boris Johnson often did.
It's about who I am, what I stand for. And I stand for honour and integrity and the belief that politics is a force for good and we shouldn't all be dragged down by this cynical belief that all politicians are the same. And I'm here to make it clear that I am not the same.
When Boris Johnson was in Downing Street, Keir Starmer's message to the country was essentially this. You can't trust the current Prime Minister to abide by the rules and tell you the truth, but you can change that by electing me. But now Boris Johnson has left Downing Street and Liz Truss is running the show, he'll need a new approach. So what should he do?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We've already had a few clues about the dividing lines Starmer will try to draw between his party and the Conservatives. Earlier this month, he and Liz Truss locked horns for their first Prime Minister's questions.
When she said in her leadership campaign that she was against windfall taxes, did she mean it?
Yeah. The key dividing line appears to be based on how each party would manage the economy as the country is gripped by a cost of living crisis. Labour's approach would focus more on taxing the energy companies to help households with their bills. The Conservatives want to encourage economic growth by cutting taxes. Starmer criticises what he calls trickle-down economics. This is the idea that if society's richest people and biggest corporations are allowed to make lots of money, it will benefit everyone. It's been at the centre of Conservative thinking since the 1980s.
Clearly, what will be, as you said, the main issue now is how Keir Starmer carries on this attack on what he said was nothing new but the Tory fantasy of trickle-down economics.
At a time when paying bills and putting food on the table is at the forefront of so many voters' minds, it looks like he's keen to position himself as being on their side. But politics is about more than just having the right policies. Charisma counts for a lot, and the verdict on Starmer is that he doesn't seem to have much of it.
My issue with Starmer is he is boring, and people perceive him as boring. You look at kind of focus groups of what voters think about Keir Starmer, and it's like a thesaurus entry for the word dishwater.
Another problem is Labour's distance from its working class roots. The party was born out of the trade union movement, and its traditional strongholds were working class areas in the North and Midlands of England, Scotland and Wales. But at the last general election, many of these seats went to the Conservatives, and it's uncertain whether Starmer can win them back.
Labour has lost it for the working class, and there was always for the working class people, wasn't they? But I think they've really lost it, and that's where the Conservatives have upped the seat.
One big problem for the Labour Party in recent years has been that what the party members want is often very different to what its target voters want. For instance, at this year's party conference, party members and trade unions are piling on pressure for Labour to commit to reforming how governments are elected in the UK. They want to move away from our current first-past-the-post system towards proportional representation, or PR. Angela Rayner, the party's deputy leader, has said that the leadership isn't set to embrace this position.
The debate is live and kicking in the Labour Party, but there's no suggestion at this moment in time that we're going to be moving to a
Where
PR.
Where's your outspoken Marmite? Come on.
Me? I'm yet to be convinced by PR.
While it may be a big issue for party activists, it isn't for the British public. Tortoise's Democracy in Britain poll found that only 20% of people ranked it as one of the worst things about British democracy. That came way behind other issues, including the quality of things like the justice system, the media, RMPs and local government. If Labour is to win back voters under Starmer, the party will need to prioritise the issues people actually care about. Which, to be fair to him, is what Keir Starmer seems to be doing at the moment. And to an extent, it's working. Right now, Labour has an average poll lead of 9 points. But if the party were to win by that amount at a general election, it still wouldn't be enough to form an absolute majority in the House of Commons. And Starmer should remember that Labour also had a poll lead a year before the 2015 general election, which they went on to lose, catastrophically. There's still time for it all to go wrong. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written by James Wilson and mixed by Imi Harper. Tortoise's new podcast series from the team who brought you Sweet Bobby is out now. Hoaxed is an investigation into one of Britain's most serious conspiracy theories. A story about a modern-day satanic panic, about the victims whose lives were destroyed, and about the people who spread the lie around the world. Listen today by searching for Hoaxed on your podcast app and follow to get future episodes.
The Sensemaker.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.